It's the local beat brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And as we do each and every week on the hotline, we welcome in Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, how are we doing this morning?
Good, Rocco. Thank you.
Great to hear, Dave. Great to hear. Wanted to start with an article from your colleague, Dylan Reynolds, who did a great job pinch hitting for you on the local beat a number of weeks ago, actually. Shout out to Dylan for his hard work there. Had some hard work put in on this article, a bit of a dark one, unfortunately, here. A woman who once had her driver's license suspended for life is getting it reinstated, albeit under some limitations. Dave, what are the details with this one?
So a lot of folks may remember the case of Adriana Young. She's from Lorain County. She was sent to prison for about eight months out of a 4.5-year sentence after she crashed her car into a house along State Route 58 there in Amherst, and drove into the home and killed one of the residents, Deborah Majkid, and then also seriously injured Deborah's infant son, who was trapped underneath the car. Prosecutors and police said that Adriana Young was texting while she was driving, tried to delete some of the messages to cover up what had happened, and that also there was some evidence that she might have been using marijuana at the time. She was sent to prison, but then released early by Judge James Maraldi. And then also she has now requested and gotten limited driving privileges back after having her driver's license suspended for life for that July 2015 crash in Amherst Township. So this is a story that a lot of people have paid a lot of attention to. This is a story that has been pretty divisive. Some people very angry about what they see is not as justice not being served. We've had a lot of comments on the story on our website, chronicletea.com, in the past, and also on our Facebook page, Chronicle Telegram Facebook page, and people can feel free to weigh in on the, as long as they follow the rules, they can feel free to weigh in on the conversation. But basically, Adriana Young is going to be allowed to go to and from her job in Oberlin. She's working for a cleaning company. She can go to medical appointments for herself or counseling for herself or treatment for herself and her child. College classes are allowable, and she has an internship. She also can attend probation or court-ordered treatment meetings, that kind of thing. That's pretty typical when you get your driving privileges reinstated. And also from 8 o'clock to 1 o'clock on Saturdays, she'll be allowed to shop for food and other necessities. So she has to maintain her insurance, or else she'll lose all her privileges again. And this is one of those things that her attorney, Barboski, argued, is one of the ways that she will get to be a productive member of society, move on, and be able to grow and learn and give back to the community.
Well, and that's really what you hope for, obviously, here, right, Dave, is you hope that she kind of gets, her feet back under her, and obviously, hopefully, everyone is safe this time around when she's back out there, and I can certainly see why people would be divisive about that sort of thing, but good to see her sort of getting things back on track there. So another bit of a dark one here. Dave, quite a bit of money is headed to the estate of a man who passed away in 2016. What can you tell me about this one?
So this was a case that made its way through Judge Christopher Rothkerry's courtroom, and this is a situation where if you stay up late, sometimes you may see these commercials on late night TV about mesothelioma and class action lawsuits about the use of asbestos in manufacturing or in the boating industry and places like that, or if you were ever exposed to asbestos. Well, this is a situation where Robert Mitchell, the late Robert Mitchell, who died at the age of 83 in 2016, was exposed to asbestos, and he developed a disease called mesothelioma, which is basically a tumor because you inhaled asbestos at some point, and the asbestos caused the tumor to form, and it can be deadly. And this is a situation where his estate, which is his only surviving relative, is his brother James, who's a couple years distant from that. James is 86, is the only surviving relative of Mr. Mitchell. But basically, Mr. Mitchell worked in the stockroom at Fowler Company in Elyria for more than 40 years, and a lot of work he was there with asbestos particles in the air because he was cutting materials and doing some other things of that nature. And He was diagnosed with this disease, 2016, died the same year, and basically his estate sued, and the jury awarded about $5 million for wrongful death, $1 million for non-economic damages, and another $100,000 in economic damages. And then the judge, at the suggestion of the jury, tacked on another another about $6 million to that. So John Crane Incorporated, which is now the owner and an operator of the business that Mr. Mitchell was working in, now basically, unless the verdict gets overturned for some reason, owes about $11 million. So this is a victory for the Mitchell estate. He was, according to his attorneys, a very hard worker who never did anything wrong, made responsible choices, but he was put into an environment that basically causes death.
Wow, yeah, and you see exactly why asbestos is taken so seriously anymore. It's for these kinds of situations right here where, you know, the money gets awarded to the estate, but really nobody wins. The man lost his life, and, just an unfortunate thing there. So Dave O'Brien, our guest here on The Local Bee, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, on a lighter side here, the economic state of Lorain County seems to be back on the up and up. I know on Tuesday there was a ribbon cutting at the new Carvana facility in Elyria Township. I was over there covering it for WEOL. That was a lot of fun. Also, a $4 million project broke ground on Monday, I believe. Crane Aerospace, Lear Romec, having an expansion project going on. So, again, economically, Lorain County has some stuff going on for it. What can you tell me about these two projects?
Yeah, so you can definitely read more from my colleague Lena Yost about the long-awaited Carvana ribbon cutting. Hundreds of jobs, millions of dollars in investment from Carvana, which is the online car sales corporation based out of Arizona. And there's been much talk, and we've done some talking on this program about exactly that, about how Carvana is coming in and bringing hundreds of jobs and $2 million, and there's more room for expansion there, according to the company. So you'll see that operation in full swing very soon. No sales on the property, but you will be able to buy cars online and then have them delivered to you. Something that I was telling you before we got on air here, Rocco, was that Crane Aerospace Lear Romec is adding 8,500 square feet to its Elyria location to do repair operations. This project, this expansion, should be completed by January of next year, adding another 10 full-time jobs. This expansion has been in the works for some time. They've been talking about a lot of expansion over there on the Abbey Road location, and starting as Romec in 1904. The company's been around for almost 120 years, 116, 117 years in Elyria. So it looks hopefully that it's here to stay, and some more jobs will come into Elyria, and the company will have a bigger footprint.
Jobs, jobs, jobs. Good old Rocco Nucci may be in the market for one if WEOL ever wises up and wants somebody, with talent and ability and all of those things. But, in all seriousness, that's great. Yeah. great stuff there. Good to see jobs coming back into the county. Good to see the economy kind of roll on again. So great stuff there. Dave, we can close out the interview as we do each and every week. What do you have for me in the way of a scanner story?
Well, I don't know if there was any nefarious business going on at the Maple Heights Police Station, but again, from our friends over at Northeast Ohio Scanner on Twitter, Dateline Maple Heights, couple in the lobby who need assistance removing handcuffs.
Uh-oh.
Unfortunately, Maple Heights Police Department keys don't fit their cuffs.
So, of course not.
no saying how they came to be in those cuffs. Apparently not a law enforcement action. Dear listeners, you can reach your own conclusions.
Yeah, I have a feeling there weren't any official badges being pulled out of any pockets. Dave, great stuff, man. Appreciate your time, as always, here on The Local Beat. Have a great rest of your week, man, and we'll catch up some more next week.
Sounds good, Rocco. We'll talk to you then.